Welcome to Shark Dropper. My name is Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
I'm Jose.
See, that happens so much faster when there's no music.
That was probably the best intro we've done in months. It was just so succinct. It was just good.
Yeah.
Good, solid intro.
We came in strong.
Ruining it right now by talking about it.
That's true.
We always do this, though.
Well, I want to say, like, the last time me and John did a podcast, just me and him, which was, like, I guess a week or two ago, we really talked about the intro for about 10 minutes.
Well, you were talking about it.
That's true. Just
Maybe we should move on.
Maybe we should talk about the week before that's intro, too.
Yeah.
We should talk about just intros. Let's do a top five intros.
Top five intros?
Top five intros.
Facts of life.
This would be number three.
Facts of life is a good one.
Yep. You take the good, you take the bad, you take the rest.
And there you had.
The facts of life?
Yep.
Obviously, friends.
Friends.
Yeah.
I'll be here for you.
Wait, these are themes, not necessarily intros.
Oh, yeah.
Friends had a great little...
Oh, they're like...
Yeah, and they were all like on the couch at the end.
No, again, that's a theme. That's not an intro.
But that's a theme. Are you talking about... No, hold on. Are you talking about like seeing them jumping around the fountain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, then who had... Take away the theme. Who had just the best like opening without the music? Just...
Oh, definitely not Seinfeld.
Yeah. I'm trying to, I don't know. Most of them are just like clips of the show.
Yeah. Do you guys remember Perfect Strangers?
No.
But I remember you liked that intro.
I mean, the theme song was great, but the intro, even without the theme song, is amazing.
What is the...
It was the two guys, right?
It was like an 80s sitcom about like, you know, these two, one of them is like a foreigner, right, who just ends up in Chicago. And then like the other guy's like, he just happens to need a roommate. For whatever reason. And so they're it's basically like the Odd Couple of the 80s.
With a foreigner.
Oh, my God. It sounds kind of like Timber a little bit. They got the harmonica going.
Timber?
Yeah.
But Perfect Strangers, that was only... How many seasons was that? Wasn't that many, right?
I don't know. I don't have the box set.
You don't have the box? I thought you for sure had it.
John, why is this your favorite? I don't get it.
I don't know. I just like the show.
Two men running down a park.
Yeah.
Bronson Pritchard.
Yeah.
That's so like 70s, 80s.
And who's this guy?
A park.
Mark Lynn Baker. Oh, they're fighting the wind. Oh, no. They can't get past. They're falling
down.
They
throw their hat in the air like Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, they got tickets to a Cubs game. Intro. I wonder where this takes place. Oh, they go arm in arm into Wrigley Field.
Yep.
And then through the revolving door. Oh, no. Oh,
it's a great intro, right?
Out the other side. Oh, how did this happen?
Wait,
oh.
is it a collection of clips or is it like...
No, it's like something they recorded just for the intro.
Yeah, it's like them doing shenanigans around Chicago. This is ridiculous.
It's awesome.
Oh, running up the stairs.
It's like, it's so 80s, like corny.
Ooh, like, why were the
80s so corny?
Well, the thing is, back in the 80s, it wasn't corny. It was just, like, regular stuff. So.
No, but he's right.
Back in the 80s, it was still corny.
There was a lot of corniness in the 80s that can't be explained.
It's not just the 80s.
No, it is, because the 70s were, like, dark. Like, we had Taxi Driver in the 70s and all that.
Yeah, Taxi Driver, Godfather. Yeah.
No, if you go back and look at the 90s, there was a lot of cornball stuff going on, too.
Well, 90s are kind of the product of the 80s, so, I mean, I'll
The 80s bled
into
the 2000s.
Be a product of the 90s.
Yeah, but it's starting to like
Fresh Prince of Bel Air intro. That's great.
Wait, yeah, what happened?
Song,
what happened from 70s? What? When did Scarface come out?
Turning point?
I think when My Sharona came out in 79. That just turned everything around.
Yeah, it had to be 79.
Yeah, 79. Yeah,
timings right.
yeah, I think so.
Scarface
You're
was 83.
That when 79 happened. And it just went into the 80s. That was the turning point for the 80s.
Yeah. But something had. Maybe it was like the Jimmy Carter. Maybe because Jimmy Carter was president, everybody was all. I don't know.
Is it true
that Jimmy... remember like one president? I don't fucking know who the president was in like the 90s.
Really?
I mean, well, Bill Clinton.
Well, it's easy. Carter was the 70s. Reagan was the 80s.
How many presidents do you think you can name?
Oh shit! Like
going
10.
Backwards.
Let's see how many presidents we can name. No, not in order or anything like that. Just name presidents.
George Washington.
That's one.
Chester
you
A. Arthur.
Start.
Wait, what?
I don't know why I went straight to Chester A. Arthur.
You got to start back to front.
Wait, we're going backwards?
Wait, yeah, you never go ask.
Start in the middle and work your way out.
You go
okay,
Obama?
I'll get more current.
Yeah, okay. All right, no, let's start from the back. So we have Barack Obama.
Oh, shit, I forgot about it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's one.
Right. The black guy's president,
new.
Guys.
We're going new back.
Okay.
Nothing?
Wait, what?
Before Obama was Bush.
Right.
And then?
Before Bush was Clinton.
Before Clinton was Bush.
Yeah, yeah. Man, smack dab between two Bushes.
Bush Senior.
That's the way he likes
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Oh,
just
man,
like my dream house.
Between those Bushes. Before
Wait.
Bush.
Okay. Wait, he just said it. It was that fucking guy, right?
Yeah, that fucking
that
guy.
That fucking president.
The Clinton guy.
No.
No, before,
George
before
Bush Senior.
Bush Senior.
Oh, Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan, and then Carter, right?
Then Carter,
and then
Nixon.
Yeah, right. Before that,
Johnson. I think.
Wait, we're forgetting about Gerald Ford. Who?
Oh, we are forgetting about Gerald Ford.
Wait,
Gerald
when was
Ford.
Gerald Ford? Before...
I think like after Nixon got impeached.
Yeah, he was the bridge
so
between Nixon
Carter.
And Carter. Yeah.
Okay, so then you have Nixon. Before Nixon, you had Johnson.
Johnson.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then before Johnson was
Kennedy.
Yeah. And then before Kennedy.
I have no idea.
Hold on, let me think.
Ooh, I actually just saw a documentary. And
Eisenhower.
No.
Eisenhower was earlier, wasn't he?
No, because whoever it was, he endorsed who was fighting against. It was Nixon that was fighting against Kennedy, right?
Was it?
I think it was Nixon.
Was it Lincoln?
Wait, who?
Lincoln?
No.
Lincoln's a little earlier.
Look, Eisenhower, Lincoln, then Kennedy.
He endorsed Nixon instead of Kennedy, but Kennedy still won. And who was that president?
Because it had to be, all right, well, Kennedy was 67, right?
67, yeah.
Damn,
so we're talking 50. I want to say it's
I'm
Eisenhower.
I'm not Googling it.
Yeah. You want to say it's what?
I want to say it's Eisenhower, then Truman, then Roosevelt.
No, because it wasn't,
no.
I could swear Eisenhower was older.
I mean, he was old when he left
well,
office.
Well, no, I meant like.
Can we Google
50,
it?
Here.
Can we just Google
all right, you might be right, Kyle. I don't really know.
I don't know.
I don't want to cheat on all of these, but
let's just like skip that part.
Okay, and go to George Washington.
Okay,
this simple.
Name them all.
Can you name the first 13 presidents?
No.
I used to know
all of them.
Washington, Johnson, right?
Jackson.
Or sure. Jackson.
Jackson.
You're just
Johnson.
Naming
Johnson.
Random,
Lyndon Johnson.
Jackson Smith.
Lincoln.
Lincoln was a good one.
I work better from the... I can work back a lot easier.
Well, I mean, we weren't alive in like 1776, so it's kind of like...
Oh, really?
I mean, I wasn't.
Yeah.
So I'm saying... Because
you have such a beard thing going on right now. So.
I do. Very Civil War era.
Okay, I got your answer.
All right.
It was Eisenhower.
It was Eisenhower?
Yeah,
Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Kyle was right.
Who's before Eisenhower?
Truman,
yeah. Truman,
yeah,
then Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Wait, don't tell me. And then Wilson.
No, wait. You should know this one because this is back in the...
World War II, right?
No, it was
the
Depression.
Depression.
And he was kicked out of presidency for what do you call him, Roosevelt, because he wasn't doing a good job.
Oh, this was a goddamn trivia question
too.
I got wrong the other night. I guessed Wilson, and it was...
How about this? Prosperity is right around the corner. That was his famous quote. Prosperity is right around the corner. Back in the third... I love history. I just suck
I like history, too, but I don't... I'm really bad with, like... I don't know.
Everything associated with history.
Yeah, okay. I'm really bad with anything pre-19.
Let me just spoil it.
Yeah, what was it?
Herbert Hoover.
Hoover.
Yeah.
Oh, the Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. God damn it. The Hoover Dam.
And
son
before that,
bitch.
You guys are probably aren't going to get him. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm not going to name them all.
Taft.
But Chester A. Arthur is
Taft. Taft. The big guy.
The big guy.
Didn't he have like glasses too? He's like a big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taft. Coolidge, Harding, Wilson, Taft. Roosevelt, McKinley, Cleveland, Harrison, blah, 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 blah. And then Lincoln. He's
oh,
nice.
Oh, skipped all the way to Lincoln. He was a good one.
Oh, here's
Lincoln?
A trivia question. Which number was Lincoln?
16.
Five. $5 bill for
nice.
Five.
He was five, yeah. $5.
Number five.
Yeah.
George Washington was the one.
Yeah, exactly. See, you see how this works.
Benjamin Franklin was our 100 president.
Aren't they changing the $20 bill to Harriet Tubman?
Yeah. That's how I heard, yeah.
No, can't they're changing it. Tubman's, man. Make it rain Tubman's all over the place. In the strip club, Sharon making rain Tubman's.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's all about them tubs, baby.
Hey, baby.
Tub.
Bring that G-string over here. Let me slip a tub in there.
Holy shit. Why? Why are they doing that again?
I don't care.
Well, it's not just Harry Tubman. It's a bunch of different
women. I think
it's
because, like, some people were complaining because, like, Andrew Jackson's not... He wasn't, like, the most honorable guy.
Slave
in
owner.
Regards to, like, the Native Americans.
Yeah.
He kind of screwed him over, like, a little bit.
Just a
little bit.
Yeah. I think he stole some corn or something.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, a good couple.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
Just there's, like, some kind of trail, though, right? Of something.
I think trail of, like, happiness.
Happiness?
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Trail of rainbows?
Yeah. Sure.
I don't care that they're doing it, but...
I mean, it's cool of, like, because Harriet Tubman was, like, a... You know, great historical figure,
right?
All things she did. Yeah.
But are they going to keep the other money too? And it's just going to be both out there.
Sure.
I mean,
it's all legal tender.
No, they're going to burn it all. They're just going to
they
burn
should.
It.
Don't they do
like,
that?
If
don't
you
they
have
take like
Jacksons at your house? Just burn them.
Don't they do that? I mean, well, that's what they should say.
I think you can
just burn all your money.
I could be wrong, but a lot of times you can just like exchange like old notes at the bank.
Oh, sure.
You can.
So.
Okay. No.
But I think, like, if you got some Andrew Jacksons laying around and the Tubmans are already out, I think you don't have to worry about it.
Would you save your Andrew Jacksons? Maybe they're worth money in the future?
Ooh, it's going to be worth
$20.
Always
going to be worth money. Always will be worth money.
Yeah, let's not count our chickens before they're hatched here. Dollar could fail one day. You never know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So you know what? I was looking through some change the other day, and I found a 1962 dime. And I don't know, for some stupid reason, I was like,
what are you, a hobo? Why are you looking for change?
I don't know.
let's go through the days of Pickens here.
At work, I don't have much.
He's like Ebenezer Scrooge, like counting his...
I was like, looking at coins, I'm like, I wonder if there's anything worth like more than the value that it is.
It was a slow day.
It was extremely slow. And I saw the 1962 dime, and I was like, I looked it up. And in mint condition, it's worth $32. It was definitely not in mint condition. Yeah.
Maybe if you shine
so
it up.
So it was, but the melted value, because it's a silver coin,
right.
It's $1.41 melted, $1.57, and like if I just sell it to like some auction place, they'll pay me like $2 for it for a 10-cent coin.
That's interesting. I mean, isn't it that it costs more money to make the penny now than it does,
and the nickel?
Yeah.
But you know, like there's a lot of coins in our history that were like really badass, but like. Really cool woman on there, like woman figures,
right?
Yeah,
and we just don't make them anymore,
like the 50-cent or
the $1 coin.
That's what it was, the
Sacagawea.
Yeah,
Sacagawea.
Yeah,
Sacagawea. Make it rain, Sacagawea. Yes.
Ow!
That's more sacks on that bitch.
No, but nobody like uses them anymore, you know. And you hear all these stories of like people that go to stores with $2 bills, and some stupid cashier won't accept it. You know,
what if you
just spent your whole life spending money with just the odd coins and the odd. Like dollar bills.
Yeah, just have $2 bills and have Sacagawea coins and just pay everything with those.
You're that guy.
Yeah, you're that guy at the grocery store.
You're like, really, man? Like, freak out some 14-year-old at Chick-fil-A by, like, bringing some $2 bills and Sacagaweas out. Like, here you go.
Yeah, and they go to their manager. I think this guy's trying to scam me right now.
Like a $2 bill.
Like, we don't accept euros here, sir.
Yeah. This is America.
Yeah.
Wait, who was on a $2 bill again?
John Ritter.
Oh, yeah.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
No, wouldn't he be on a $3 bill?
Okay.
That's Joyce DeWitt.
Oh, okay.
Joyce, where are you? Where is that?
That's her, right? From Three's Company? Joyce DeWitt?
It's actually Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson?
Right?
Yeah. I hear he's pretty famous.
Yeah, I've heard he's done some things.
He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, I like him. I went to the bar the other day with a Thomas Jefferson.
It's all about those Jeffersons, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Speaking of money, did you guys talk about the Brexit?
Yeah. We talked about it, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Why can't we, in America, how come we can't have, like, those cheeky little names for our controversies?
We should leave the EU.
We do.
It's all gate. It's all gate shit. Like, it's something gate.
Yeah,
like,
it's always gate.
Yeah.
Ever since Watergate, they're just like, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Let's just put gate on everything.
Deflate gate.
Deflate gate. Jesus Christ. It's okay. Footballs, guys. Come on. We don't have that gate to the end.
Brexit just rolls off the tongue. It's, you know.
It's kind of clever, too.
It sounds like a breakfast bar, right?
Now, when did you guys talk about this?
We talked about it 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so you didn't hear that Nigel Farage, the guy.
Well, that happened after we
yeah,
the podcast.
He just quit. He just, like, said, okay.
What?
Like, we left the EU, and that was my goal for the last 17 years. So he literally, like I said, I'm done with being the leader of UKIP. So he's
well,
done.
It wasn't just him. It was also Boris Johnson, who was the mayor of London, who was also,
he quit,
like,
too.
Yeah. It's
they just,
like,
they both just, like, they're like,
fuck,
all right, our job's done. Bye.
Like, we're out. Soup.
Well, we just fucked this up.
It was actually a great move by the former Prime Minister, David Cameron, because, like, he said, like, before the referendum, he was like, if this thing passes and we vote to leave the EU, like, I'm resigning. But the thing is, like, there's a clause in the EU, like, before you leave the EU, you have to, like, trigger something called Article 50. And that's kind of, like, the actual, like, push the button, like, leave the EU. Mm-hmm. So he basically, like, he left office. He basically put it up to, like, you know, these two, the guys in charge of, like, leaving the EU. It's like, all right, you guys spearheaded this. I'll let you guys push the button. But now, like, no one actually wants to push the button. Because they're like,
they might not leave the EU then.
Yeah, I heard that it might not go through, actually.
Yeah, the referendum's not legally binding.
Right.
They don't have to, you know,
it's
leave
so
the EU.
Weird. It's just so
they just
weird.
Ask everybody, like, hey, what do you think? Like,
and people voted for it, but...
Yeah.
Well, then that means the will of the people won't be carried out, and that's a problem.
Yeah, most of the people who voted for it didn't really know what it was anyways. Or knew what the EU was.
Right.
How do you not know what the fucking EU is? Like...
Well,
especially if you live there.
I mean,
like, a lot of Americans didn't know exactly what it was.
Like, I always knew of it. I don't know a lot about
exactly.
it, but I knew of it and everything. So,
right.
Like, the fact that a lot of people who voted on it, like, I don't like voting for anything unless I know about it. So, like, the fact that people voted for it without doing any kind of research, I would at least read a little bit about it.
I think
it.
It's really cool that they can vote for something like that, though. Like, I don't think in the United States we'd have something like that. Where it's like, let's just let the people decide what they want to do.
I think we should have... I think Florida should break apart from the U.S.
We should
flex it.
The flex it.
The flex it.
The flex it.
Oh, nice.
I say we just go. I say we just...
That means
Robert,
we come up with our own economy.
No, we tried that. We did that in the 1800s. Did not go well.
That's true. That's true. It's different. It's different times now. I say we set up a bunch of dynamite along the border of Florida, like where Georgia meets Florida and Alabama and everything. Yeah. We set up dynamite there, blow it to smithereens. And we just kind of just create an island, and we kind of just float out into the Atlantic, and we just become, you know, Florida.
So all those little border towns, go fuck yourself. Just
yeah, fuck them. Just blow them up.
Fuck them. get them out of here.
If you live on the border, it just means you're on the border of whether you want to leave or not, and we don't want those kind of people with us.
So what are you adding to our economy?
We won't tell the people that are living on the border about the dynamite.
We're just setting it up, like, in their backyard.
Guys, fuck you, Jacksonville.
Should have moved more central.
But I don't know anybody about the.
I like you, Tallahassee, but fuck you.
We're going to the
this
water,
is the
bitch.
Flexit, bitches.
Flexit.
Pensacola, never been there, never will.
Nobody needs that shit.
Yeah, screw it.
Seriously,
all we need is St. Pete and Orlando, and I'm good.
Yeah,
good. That's it. Keep our theme parks. Get some beaches.
Oh, wait, can
we're
we
good.
Get rid of Miami too?
Sorry, Jack. Yes.
Yeah, we can blow that up.
We don't need to separate.
What else do you want to get rid of? Let's just blow it up.
A couple nukes on Miami. Yeah.
So let's see. You got Marietta, Jacksonville, Tallahassee.
Oh yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, just fuck them. Of course, if you're a listener in these areas,
I doubt it.
Thank you for listening.
Well, just move like a mile inland.
Yeah, seriously. I mean,
it takes like a lot of explosives to separate a peninsula from the country, right?
So, yeah, I mean, we could probably kiss
like
the panhandle.
How you guys are trying to separate a fucking state with dynamite. Like,
that's what it's going to take a lot, man.
Bomb is
like, it's
going to
float
it's
away.
It's
going to
take miles of explosives. Okay?
So much fucking dynamite.
They're just like, it's just like two people just setting up dynamite yeah. for like a year. Just like along the coast.
All right, guys, we're done. Who wants to push a button? Like, oh, I don't want to do it. I quit.
Yep. Nope.
Wait, I'm not we'll get Nigel Farage and that other fuck to do it.
And then they'll leave right after.
Oh, we did it. Nothing happened, but we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys want to push a button? Hello?
Oh, well. Just leave the dynamite. Yeah. We end up staying, and the dynamite just sits there.
Forgotten over the centuries.
Yep.
Until, like, a bird lands on the button.
Until one day.
That also Florida's its own country.
Oh, shit. We forgot about that.
The fucking dynamite. Oh, yeah. Wow, man.
What the fuck?
We laid it all out. We forgot to put it back.
It's all fucking gone. It's all gone, man.
So,
the whole panhandle's
done. 3 years
done.
After we decide not to be our own, like, free country, a bird just lands on the dynamite stick and just blows it up.
Florida's in a time of prosperity.
It's like a forest fire. We're, like, desperately trying to stop it. Like, please.
Yeah, Florida just sets off into the Atlantic on fire. The whole state's just on fire.
It floats off, like... It floats across the Atlantic and, like, settles, like, next to Africa.
Fuck.
Like, this is worse.
More dynamite.
More dynamite.
We gotta get back. Sorry, Cape Canaveral.
Yeah, just blow it up, move right back to the U.S.
Like, where's
literally,
the food?
Any country that it would land at besides the United States is worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it to land, like, anywhere,
where
like, south.
I mean, maybe Australia.
Yeah,
that's traveling pretty far. Like, Florida's got to go around.
How
like
does it
that.
Get to Australia?
It's got
to
go like around
it goes,
Africa.
It goes down South America and the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, between it's Africa possible. And Antarctica.
It goes to the Panama Canal.
Yeah. It just smashes through.
Yeah, that means we have to go next to Panama. Fuck that.
No, look. Haven't you ever seen any disaster movie? You just got to slingshot it around the moon.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just going to go around Africa. Yeah. Although I do like the idea of seeing Florida just smashing its way through the Panama Canal. They did just make the Panama Canal bigger, so.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah, like we're opening
through.
Train
Wait,
routes too.
Yeah, they made it bigger.
With dynamite?
Yeah, yeah. they blew it up. Yeah. South America is just slowly making its way south.
Oh, okay.
The whole country's just gone.
It's going to be part of
Antarctica.
Turns out that the Article 50 or Article 50 is just like a dynamite bomb.
Yeah. I just like the idea of laying down dynamite.
But the UK is already an island. Why do you need dynamite? Like, no. We're going to blow
gonna
it up.
It. We're going to do it anyway. Well, we want it further away from Europe.
Scotland wanted to stay in the EU.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's true. Wasn't it just Wales or... It was like...
Well, Scotland, if you count all the votes, like how they voted in Scotland... It was like 62% voted to remain in the EU.
Oh,
and this is important because like
sucks.
Scotland recently had its own referendum whether or not to stay in the UK. So it's
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah, like, I do remember that.
So it's like, oh, okay. Well, the Prime Minister of Scotland was like, we might have like another referendum about whether or not we want to leave the UK now.
Jesus. Hell yeah, man. We got another world war brewing right now.
Yep. Dude, seriously. Scotland versus...
This is how this shit starts, too.
Yeah.
Little tiny things here and there.
They got these like shaky alliances.
Just better hope like some archduke doesn't get assassinated.
Like somebody just names themselves the archduke and then gets
Archduke
Franz
Ferdinand.
Yeah. Like, wait, whoa! Let's not do this whole parade thing right now.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You know, I hear that California actually has like the fifth largest GDP in the world.
Makes really? Sense.
Yeah, like. The United States has, like, you know, we're in the top five or whatever.
Yeah.
If Canada, if California was
USA
by
number
itself,
one, baby.
It'd be number five. I don't think USA's number
still
one.
Still not number one. Number one for being in the top five, I guess.
Jeez, USA.
Well, they're so, it's like so diverse, and it's like a whole side of the country, or like, a, you know, a whole slice of land down the west end.
Yeah, that's why I always liked California, because you can fly into like San Diego, and that's like sunny. Beaches, all that kind of stuff, and then up north you can go skiing, and it's all the same.
I think it's all the money
state.
That In-N-Out brings in.
Yeah, it's so, definitely yeah. In-N-Out.
Gotta
In-N-Out.
Be.
It's gotta
oh,
be.
Oh man, that place.
Fast and Furious movies.
No, the new Fast and Furious movie is filming in Ohio.
Really?
Right now, like I guess like I noticed because like someone posted online like they because they were filming like this action scene in downtown like Cleveland or whatever. I guess like someone made a vine like they were looking out their office window.
Oh right.
They slowly pan over and then all of a sudden you see like explosions and these cars coming out like all the windows of like the office building across the street.
Really?
It was really cool. I'm like, oh my god.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I just heard a firework.
Yeah.
Fireworks are still going?
He said explosion and then a firework went off. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, ducking cover.
Nice. We're live in front of a studio audience.
Yeah. we're at the set of Fast and Furious 8. It's
live.
The eighth one, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Cincinnati Drift.
Cincinnati Drift. Drift.
No, it's not called. No. Oh, man, I was about to go crazy.
No, it's actually Columbus it. Drift.
Of course you are. You like those movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of good movies, I saw Spotlight today.
Did you?
Yeah.
You like it?
It's good. Yeah. Good.
That was the one about
the rape.
The rapes.
Yeah.
And the Catholic Church or something like
that?
Yeah.
Did you? It's the one that won Best Picture.
Yeah, you say it was like a documentary? It reminded you of a documentary?
It reminded me of almost like a TV movie.
Yeah.
Like the actors and everything were way better, and the production's way better. But, like, the storyline and the way it kind of unfolds was very TV movie-ish.
Oh, yeah. It was also... Yeah.
I actually started watching this movie, and then I stopped.
Really?
I don't know why.
I liked it, but it's... I don't think it should have won Best Picture. Oh, well.
What do you think should have won?
A year ago?
No, it was this past year.
You think that The Big Short...
I would have been fine with The Big Short. I would have been fine with The Revenant, and I would have been fine with Mad Max. Any of those?
Oh, that's right. Okay,
should have been Mad Max.
I would have loved it if it was.
You know,
Mad
they're
Max.
Coming out of like a black and white version of that movie.
Yeah,
like,
dude, that movie is so gorgeous.
Why? Why black and white?
It's supposed to be black and white. I think George Miller wanted it in black and white, but then the studios kind of convinced them not to do it that way.
Well, the movie's gorgeous either way.
I didn't see it in theaters. I feel bad.
Yeah, it was good.
But they'll probably release it again. It's one of those movies, right?
No,
maybe like Avatar.
I don't think it made much money at the box office, did it?
It made decent. It made better, I think, than they thought.
It was like an R-rated
action movie.
So
that's 20 years after the last one or whatever. So
yeah,
or was it 20 or 30 years? 30 years.
30 years.
Because the last one came out in 85 or something, 86. So yeah, they're going to make another one. I think George Miller said he wants to do another one, so we'll see.
Because this one took years to make.
It was actually sitting on the shelf, I think, for like 2 years. Before they actually released it. I think they were still like doing post-production stuff, but they didn't know when to release it. Yeah.
It's like, can you imagine the guys like, man, I don't know how long I have to keep working on this. But, all right.
I guess until the studio gives me the go ahead.
I want to see what happens if one of those movies that's been on the been on the shelf for years. It's like soundtrack by Evanescence, like starring Sean William Scott, like
and Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
The Paranormal Activity, I think, was sitting on the shelf until somebody spotted it, and Steven Spielberg was the one who like actually got it going. He was the one, I think he saw
it. The actual whole movie?
I don't know if it was the whole movie or just the script, but he saw it. Or I think it was the whole movie because they were going to change the ending, and Steven Spielberg said, don't change the ending. He said, keep it the same way, and they kept it the same way, and people liked it better.
That made so much money, didn't it?
Yeah. The alternate ending I saw was definitely not as good
as the
original.
That was the one where she kills herself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of blah.
The alternate, what's the actual ending? It was like
so freaky.
The actual ending, spoiler alert. Is she kills that guy, her boyfriend or whatever, and then she crawls up to the she walks into the room, and she stares at the camera, and then she gets on all fours and she crawls up to it, and then her face kind of changes, and it's like kind of freaky. But like the alternate ending is she goes in there, she kills her boyfriend, and then she ends up, I think, killing herself, like slitting her throat or stabbing herself.
Oh.
And I don't know, that one wasn't as creepy.
Really?
I don't think so.
I thought they were both creepy.
I like the one. Nah, when people crawl on the ground, that shit sends chills down my spine.
I know.
How about a backwards crawl?
Like,
at the backwards crawl? Oh my god!
Yeah.
If you have somebody, if somebody can crawl upside down and just like crawl towards me, I will flip out.
You gotta find one of those yoga people. Like, they can do that.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. That shit scares the crap. But people crawling on the ground, I don't know what it is, man.
Two questions for you guys. Am I original? Am I the only one? Then head on over to lootcrate.com/shark, and they want you to join them for their futuristic July as they celebrate some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science in the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and Star Trek again. I guess they must have it twice. Cool. They've included a model, a figure, and their monthly tee and pin. So what is Loot Crate, guys? Loot Crate is a service for $20 a month. You're going to get 6 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and a hell of a lot more. You have usually until the 19th, 9 p.m. Pacific time to subscribe and receive that month's box. So if you guys like this future-themed box, you only have until the 19th of this month to get that box. But then after that, you're not getting it anymore. So if you're a big Rick and Morty fan, if you're a big Futurama or Star Trek fan, you may want to check out this month's box. And time is running out. Time is of the essence, guys. You can't fast forward to the future to get this box ever again. In fact, if you fast forward to the future, you're gonna fuck yourself, because you're not going to get your hands on this Loot Crate. So make sure you head on over to lootcrate.com/shark. Enter the promo code SHARKDROPPER. You're going to save yourself 10% off your first Loot Crate. And it's a $45 value in every crate. You're getting it for $20 a month. And you're going to get it for even less than that by going to lootcrate.com/shark. You put in the promo code SHARKDROPPER, and it's also going to help us out. It's a lot of cool stuff. I really like the way that every Loot Crate was laid out, and it's a lot of neat, cool things in it. So if you're into all that kind of stuff, you want to save a little bit of money on it as well, lootcrate.com/shark, promo code SHARKDROPPER. Never the have ring? A baby.
Like
the ring, yeah.
When she crawled out of that TV.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dude, there's one movie called The Unborn. Really shitty movie, but there's a part in it where, like, this guy, he's like an old guy. I think they're in like an asylum or something. And he's like, he bends backwards and he starts crawling after her. And it's like just this old guy crawling down the hallway, like all upside down. Gosh. And it fucking, that shit creeps me out.
It's like, what are you doing, man?
Just stop. Can you just imagine, like, you walking, like, anywhere. You just walk, say you're in a hospital, and all of a sudden you're down a long hallway. At the very end of the hallway, some guy just crawls around the side and then just starts crawling towards you. I think I would flip out.
Yeah. No, I don't want to
like that guy.
There's no way. I would flip out. I don't care if that guy's just playing a prank or some shit. I would fucking...
Man, that's dedication for a prank.
That's really dedication.
Seriously.
That shit would be so scary. Wait. There's something else I was going to say, though, to, like... What were we talking about before we went down that road?
The explosives.
No.
Florida.
Damn.
Blowing up
Oscars. Kyle said something.
Paranormal activity.
Nah, I don't remember. Whatever. If it comes to me, it comes to me.
I got a topic. JJ, I know you played the game.
What?
The Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Oh, they're doing that TV thing, right?
No.
Well, no. There's like there's a certain scandal going
on. Huge scandal.
Oh, really?
In the Counter-Strike community.
For those of you who don't know, Counter-Strike Global Offensive is like a first-person shooter game. You shoot other people. But the thing is, it also has like this feature where you can get like alternate skins for all your knives and all your guns. Uh-huh. It adds no, like, it doesn't affect gameplay. Like, it's a purely aesthetic thing. But the thing is, like, Valve has kind of like a secondary market built into their system where you can sell, you know, these skins for money. Yeah. And like this whole kind of,
but it's like the way I saw the video, because there's like a whole video of blowing it's like H3H3. Is that what
right?
The
but
name is.
But let me just say, like, this whole kind of gambling economy kind of rose up, mm-hmm. like around Counter Strike. It's really weird. Like, kids are like linking up their Steam accounts and they're betting like actual money,
like legit gambling. Like, this is gambling.
It's like, well, it's not like they're not betting money. They're betting skins, right. But they paid money for these skins. So they're basically, you know, gambling for money.
Here, I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you turn around and sell those skins on like eBay or something for actual money?
Well, they have their own store inside the Steam game itself, where you can put up your gun for sale and people can buy it, and it's for actual money. Oh. Like you can
and
take
like,
that money.
Some of these skins are going for like crazy prices. Like the knives fetch like the highest price. Yeah. We're going like $500+.
Jesus up Christ. To 4,000. Yeah. There have been items that sold for that much. Like knives are ridiculous. Like you can see videos of people opening a crate and it'll produce a knife, and they freak out because it's so rare.
Yeah, like so people are making like huge amounts of money off of this. And so because of that, this whole kind of a lot of websites have popped up where like kids can link up their Steam accounts. They put up like a total wager and it's kind of like a slot machine. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to bet this amount of money. Either it's going to flip a coin. Either I win that money or I lose that money, right? And it's just like this whole gambling kind of economy is kind of
it's gambling. It's online gambling. It should be completely illegal and any age can do it.
Yeah. All right, hold on. I have more questions. So, like, this has nothing to do with the game, like the gameplay itself. It's just something that they're doing on the
site. It doesn't affect gameplay. Skin. Like a high value skin, like shoots the same as like a regular skin.
I think, but the real controversy around it though is the way it starts because Valve in this game, you open a crate for $2.50.
Yeah,
and then a little like wheel spins and it lands on the item. And it really kind of looks like gambling. This is what he's going at. It's like it gets people like excited when it lands on the right item, and it's $2.50 a spin.
And it always just stops like right next to the really high value skin.
So it's just what are the odds?
Yeah,
you want it. And then on top of that, you can link on these gambling sites that anybody under 18 can use.
They're not affiliated with Valve. Like they're just kind of third party websites.
But you can link your Steam account to these websites. So that way you can use your skins to put them on, to bet them, to gamble.
Yeah. So you're betting skins, but you're really betting money.
That's
weird. At this point.
And it has nothing to do with the actual gameplay of the game.
No.
Nope.
It's just like a side thing. That's so strange.
But there's this one scandal that just broke out in the last couple days. Apparently there are like two big YouTubers in the CSGO YouTube community. I don't think they're actually like CSGO pros. They're just like people make CSGO YouTube videos.
They're YouTubers.
Yeah. I think their names are T. Martin and Pro Syndicate, like, their gamer names or whatever. Mm. But apparently they both made videos where they made videos of using, this one website called CSGO Lotto. Just showing them, winning, lots and lots of, really high-value skins. Mm. And you just go to their YouTube channels. It's just, a lot of these videos where it's just, they go to, CSGO Lotto. Like, oh, man, I just made, $13,000 in, 30 minutes. Right?
Yeah.
I guess recently, somebody did a little digging. Apparently, these two guys actually own the website CSGO Lotto.
It started with they might own it, and then it was they own it. Like they started the company. And if you watch their YouTube videos, they're winning everything, and they are winning actual money, $7,000, $13,000 in these videos.
And they're never disclose that they own CSGO Lotto.
They even say in some of the videos, I just found this website, CSGO Lotto, and this is what I'm using to gamble. And lo and behold, they owned it from the beginning, which means they can manipulate it.
Right.
And in their videos where they're winning money, they're actually winning it from people. So people thought, okay, well, maybe they just have these kind of bots where they win it from to get people to gamble.
Yeah.
No, they're actually winning money from people with their own software that they manipulate.
You mean they're stealing money from
people? Well, the thing is, no one's proved that they actually manipulated any type of data.
Right.
But that's the point. The uncertainty exists. You're supposed to, disclose that info. When it's basically, they were just advertising their website.
Oh, yeah. Wait, can we back up a second here?
Yes.
So, the way Valve does it is that you pay a flat fee to open this box. You may or may not get a rare item, and that there you go. So what these kids are doing is that they're betting. Where's the betting aspect in this?
Well, they're betting the high value skins that they have because you can buy directly. You can just buy really high value skins.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're betting them against what, though?
You can even buy skins from websites. There are certain websites you can just pay $20, $30, $40, if you want a certain gun skin or whatever.
What are they trying to gain, though? What are they betting?
They're just trying to gain more money, trying to gain more skins, which is basically gaining more money. So
I've never been on these websites, which is what I'd like to see. But I know for a fact that there are ones where you literally just click a button, yeah, and it's gambling. It's just gambling.
Right.
Like you're putting your
money
just
slots.
But here's like the big problem is that like these websites, like there's like the age of consent is usually like around 13 years old. So
yeah,
like
that's
like,
what's messed up. Is
these two big YouTubers.
Yeah.
Like their main audience is like people like around that age, like, yep, around 13 years old,
right?
And it's
which
just like it's just really, really scummy to think like they've been kind of, you know, deceptively advertising their website to like these little kids.
And you could, right, imagine when parents found out, they have, yeah, like lawsuits against them already.
Oh yeah,
because,
yeah,
of parents. And now people are really finding out about it, and that, yeah, should be jail time. That,
do you do that? Like, how do you not expect to get found out eventually?
I mean these guys are like young 20-somethings.
They're retarded. They are so stupid.
That doesn't matter, though. Like, you got to be careful with
that
shit.
I think they got, like, a really good idea. The idea caught on, and they just got, you know, they just, they couldn't help themselves, you know? Damn. It was, yeah.
And he came out, like, once the scandal started breaking out, he came out with a video, the T. Martin guy, mm-hmm, and he's like, I never said in a video, like, I don't know about this website and all this kind of stuff. And then instantly the next video they pull up is him like, I just found this website, like, oh, like literally like lying about it. then he said, well, there's a disclaimer in each of the videos that shows that says that we own the site, like kind of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then they did like, you know, you can do the Google cache or whatever. You can go into the background and see when it was edited. Mm-hmm. And he all put those disclaimers in after the scandal broke out. And every single one of his video descriptions. Mm-hmm. And, like, try to... So he's lying about lying about lying. It's, yeah, ridiculous.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around this.
Yeah, it's exactly. That's crazy.
They're putting in, like, these gun scans. Like, I understand, like, the whole false economy in games and everything. Like, that doesn't surprise me. But, like, they're all... So a bunch of people agree to do this. They all put in these gun scans. And then whoever... I guess they roll, and then whoever wins it all. Is that how it works? Like,
I mean, how they gamble, I think it's like, yeah, different. It's like, it's basically a coin flip. However, you can make a variant of that. You know, like whoever has like a higher dice roll, whoever, you know, it's whatever.
There's no set website. I know that there's different ways to gamble on each of these sites. Mm-hmm. But I remember hearing specifically on this one is that you do put up like a gun,
right,
a gun skin versus another gun skin, and it's a flip of the coin, and either you win it or you lose it.
Yeah, that's what I'm actually on the site right now. I'm looking at it, and it's like, yeah, it's incredible. Lotto. Yeah, CSGO Lotto. Yeah.
And this is, I mean, they were talking like this industry makes like $2.7 billion a year.
Jesus.
This is the gambling industry of CSGO. $2.7 billion.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. It's not just in the thousands or anything.
Well, that's why when you guys mentioned it, I thought you guys were going to talk about just like that. I keep seeing commercials for,
oh yeah,
on like TBS or whatever, like the actual like league or whatever,
yeah, yeah,
that they like they're gonna go heads up and stuff in CS:GO.
Oh, right.
Like,
CS:GO is huge in the esports scene these,
right,
days.
It's, wow, getting bigger too.
Yeah, like they're actually gonna televise the event and have commentators and stuff on TBS.
Well, you have to figure this controversy is gonna be a huge stain,
humongous, and it's like, why didn't Steam or Valve get involved with this? Like,
well, Valve's always taken like kind of a hands off approach to like all this. Like stuff. That's part of the reason why. Like,
it's gambling.
Like, we're not involved.
They can clearly see.
It's like, well, listen. It's like all third party sites. Like, what they do is like out of our hands.
Granted, yeah, they shouldn't have to.
But you can link your Steam account to these sites.
It should also be mentioned that, on like the Steam Marketplace, Valve takes a small cut of every transaction. So
see, and this is why like people want to really like save Valve. They're like, no, Valve was not involved in this because it's third party, blah blah blah. But they make a ton of money,
oh, yeah,
from this. You know, $2.50 a case.
Why do you think they haven't made Half-Life 3 yet?
Yeah,
they don't need to.
God, seriously, damn! Holy shit!
Yeah,
but,
I didn't know they got a cut of the. Oh my god!
Every transaction on Steam Marketplace, they get like a cut, small cut of it.
Oh yeah, so, there's definite fuckery going on, man. Mm-hmm. This is not above the above board, as they say. Like, no.
I should also mention that if you're listening to this and you want to learn more, check out the video made by Ethan at H3 Productions. He's the one that kind of, well, he wasn't the one that broke the scandal, but he was the one that made the video that kind
of, oh yeah, it was on the front page of Reddit. Like, I actually skipped over it every time, but then it was on there three times in one day.
Right.
Three different links on Reddit. I'm like, all right.
I saw it. It was like it was the top three, like top three posts on the front page of Reddit.
Jeez. All right. And but it's totally worth a watch, and it'll really open.
Well,
your eyes
Ethan from H3H3 is really great as well. So
yeah.
He always does these kind of videos, right? Where he just calls people.
Well, he
out.
Does like a lot of comedy stuff, but like every now and then he'll like make a YouTube video and just completely calls out like other YouTubers.
Wow.
It's like a lot of YouTube drama, which is kind of weird to think about, but it's YouTube entertaining drama. As fuck.
Yeah, seriously. They were in the middle of that whole Fine Brothers thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which was awesome.
The whole react.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Did we ever talk about that?
I don't think we did, no.
Fuck so. Reaction videos. Gosh, do you guys... I don't even know why people watch these videos.
Dude, watch people old people react to Call
watch,
of Duty.
Literally, yeah. And they're sitting there looking at the video. They're just watching it. Some of them not even reacting. They're just watching the video. Yeah. And people would rather watch that than the actual video itself. It's like...
Or play
people,
the game.
They're so...
It's like three levels deep. Like, I'm not going to play the game. I'm not going to watch somebody play the game. I'm going to watch somebody play the game.
They get a lot of views, though. True. Like, it's weird. Oh like, God. I can't explain
tons
it.
Of views, millions of views, thousands of subscribers. I don't get it.
I was into it when it was like, so-and-so reacts to Two Girls, One Cup, or like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I don't really watch those reaction videos.
Yeah,
maybe I'll see them on Facebook and stop and like, oh, what's this? Oh, nothing.
It's crazy like how many like things actually, like if you go on YouTube and seeing like some of the videos that get like tons of views, some of them are just like video diaries. Some of them are reaction stuff. Some of them are how to, like it's crazy like which ones actually like make it.
There's some quality stuff. Like I've just recently found like, I mean, it was a big deal on Reddit like a couple weeks back, but like, there's this channel called like James Townsend and Son. Mm. It's like this kind of Revolutionary War like reenactor, but he also makes like a cooking series.
Oh yes,
century
I saw
cooking.
This.
Really?
Yeah.
He actually reproduces recipes from the 18th century using the actual cookbooks, and it's just like, I think the video that made him that got big a couple of weeks back was 18th century fried chicken.
Really?
Yeah.
It looked delicious as fuck.
I saw it. Yeah, it looked awesome. Yeah.
But yeah, his channel blew up.
I really want
to
watch that now.
Yeah,
it's a great channel. I was actually binge watching like a lot of his videos.
What's the
dude's
name of
got
it?
Like James Townsend and Son. Hmm. That's the YouTube Townsend. Channel. Hmm. But you like yeah, he's got like a great like TV sense. Like he talks to the camera. You know, he has like a very pleasant demeanor about him. He's very like kind of a Food Network History Channel type of personality.
Yeah,
even though he's on YouTube.
No, I mean, I think YouTube's gonna be like TV. I mean, it essentially is right now. I think it's going to eventually take over. In the
you know
sense
what it is?
All the streaming services.
It's the evolution of local access television.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, because anybody can do it. Anybody can go on there, make whatever they want, and you either watch it or you don't.
And they even have as much commercials as local TV now, too.
That's true.
You're having commercials right in the middle of videos. But you were bringing up that 18th century cooking, and I just wanted to say there's this other series. It's this guy that he does, what is it, like, he does... He makes things like a hut or
primitive technology.
Yes.
Primitive technology. He does caveman like type.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like you see him there, he's got his shorts, he's shirtless, got like this really awesome farmer tan.
He never talks.
Yeah.
He just makes whatever item he's showing you, and it's amazing.
He's making a hut. Awesome. He's making a sweet potato patch.
I binge
he's making
watched
a
those
bow and arrow.
Just the other day. Oh yeah, that was that's one of the better YouTube channels out there.
The great thing is that he doesn't say a word. Like it's just him, like outside making shit.
And you can't stop watching.
Yeah,
like it's just so interesting. Like, what is he gonna do with that? Oh, what is he gonna do with that? Him making a charcoal was like amazing.
No. Yeah.
He
made
charcoal.
Made charcoal, and it's like, dude, the way he makes it, I'm like, wow.
No, he made like that one kind of that hut out of the clay, or whatever. Do you remember that?
No,
I saw that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, it was just like really awesome to watch. Like, he literally made like this kind of hut slash shack, whatever. Like, the walls were made out of clay. The roof was also made out. He actually made like kind of clay shingles.
Really?
For the roof, and it was like really cool. Like, holy shit!
How long did it take him?
I don't know. The video was like
the videos are
10
5
minutes
to 10
like that.
I mean,
long.
But does it cut? Like
Yeah,
because you see just the labor that goes into doing like one small portion of that house, of like mixing all that stuff and putting it on and the sticks and all that. Yeah, it's got to take that dude.
Oh, the best part is that like his videos, like there's no like bullshit intro or like freaking some outros like check out my Patreon.
Yeah.
Or like something.
He just starts making it and ends making it. That's
yeah.
it.
Wow.
It's just pure content. It's awesome.
Which yeah. actually just goes with the videos themselves because it's just that guy's just no bullshit. No, just primitive technology.
Yeah.
Just do the goddamn thing. Get out of here.
He should have started. His first video should have been how to make a video camera.
He's working his way up.
Okay.
Technology, yeah. a microphone.
He's chopping trees down with rocks. Right. Like that's what like fucks me up.
That's crazy.
Multiple yeah. times.
Apparently, like he does this as a hobby. Like he doesn't actually live outside.
I'm
24/7.
Yeah.
Right. No, I'm sure.
He totally fucking could though, which is
he can make
pretty
it
amazing.
Well, yeah. when World War III happens, he's gonna be living out of the bush.
Yeah, eating like sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
How long do you think you would survive, like, if World War III happened, you had to live out in the woods? How long are you surviving?
Not long.
Yeah,
a week.
Not long.
I got a week and I'm dead.
I think I could survive.
I couldn't even make a fire, like a campfire.
Really?
Well, I mean, without like a lighter or anything like that.
I think I could make a fire, but I think that I wouldn't be able to hunt very well, and
yeah,
I think I would probably just starve to death.
You couldn't kill an animal. You'd just be like,
I would feel bad.
Yeah.
Fish. That's where you get to fish.
I wouldn't give a fuck about an animal.
No, I mean, I would try to, like, no, I'm saying, like, to build, like, a bow and arrow and then to, like, wait there and hope a deer walks by. I don't know.
And then get good enough with it. Oh,
yeah, get good and not miss.
When he does the bow and arrow one, it's amazing because he actually shows him using it and him sucking at it at first and getting better and more accurate with this arrow that he made out of, with a bow and arrow from fucking wood. It's amazing.
Nice. It's like, what the fuck, man?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Man, this guy's good.
We should just start doing videos like that. Just go out there and let's just pick us something.
Modern technology?
There. Yeah. We go out there and we just try to build a video camera. Like, chop down a tree.
Yeah.
Somehow just, make.
The fans suggest, like, what we should make, and then we all figure out how to do it.
The whole video is just going to be us sitting around, like, probably just making s'mores and, like, talking about, like, how do we make technology out of a tree?
Not even a tree. We just have to figure out how to make a working
video
camera.
Yo, I need,
camera.
Like, a wireless router. Can you chop down that tree?
Basically, we'll just chop down trees and shape everything, like, in the wood to, like, look like whatever we're trying to make.
Okay. All right. One of you guys go get an engineering degree. And then we'll
piece of cake. I'll have one tomorrow.
Joe Rogan, he made a joke about this. He basically like how stupid we are, and he told his audience, like, see this microphone? Like, how does it work? Like, if I gave you an axe and sent you in the woods, how long would it take you to make an iPhone?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you wouldn't be able to. Like, you just wouldn't.
Like,
well, I tell him, like, yo, give me a shovel because I'm going to need to mine the metals.
You just go out into the Florida
Who's
sticks.
Stupid now, Joe Rogan?
With my iPhone.
You're just in the Florida sticks just digging a hole. Like, where is this ore?
Gotta be
I
right
need
here.
Lithium
somewhere.
To power it.
You just dig and you just find lithium batteries under there. Yeah. Found them.
Okay.
Look, just take the axe, find the guy with the iPhone, kick his ass.
Kill him. You got an iPhone.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's not how it works, though. I mean, like...
Take that, Joe Rogan.
You don't just go out into the woods and you make an iPhone. You have to go out in the woods for at least a few years. Then you can have an iPhone.
A few years?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're all intentionally missing the premise of the joke.
No, we get it.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, I know. We're, you know, gonna kill a guy to get an iPhone.
Yeah. Just
I think that's what it is.
Stab a guy, get an iPhone. You got an iPhone.
You should not have reminded me of this channel. Now I'm stuck watching this guy make a house. Just,
He made a grass hut. Yeah, like a grass hut recently.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of. It. Yeah. It was on Reddit not too long ago. Things we saw on Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit's not the same as it used to be though.
No.
It's not. I'll go through Reddit for like you know a couple pages and then the next day. Look at it again, and it's almost all the same.
I use Reddit these days for like more specific stuff. I don't, you know, like you know the funny subreddit or the pictures, like that stuff's boring. But like if you want like Reddit's great for like the smaller community type stuff. You know, like I don't know, like I'm totally into Street Fighter these days, so I'll go to like a Street Fighter subreddit, see what's going on. Maybe like a specific TV show.
Yeah.
like the Daredevil like TV show. I'll go to, like the Daredevil subreddit.
Yeah,
like that's a pretty cool like place to check
anything
out.
I'm into, anything that I want to do. Right. I just look it up. Like when I was doing the coin bit, I went to Google and I was like Reddit coin collecting, and boom, our coins right there. And it, like they go through, you know, everybody posting stuff that they found. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool.
It's the small community stuff on there that's still really great, you know.
Like, yeah, when I'm doing more of the Bay, I'll usually open up like R Bucks and then R Rays and stuff, just for like headlines, just to see what the headlines are this past week, to see if we missed anything. Yeah, it's good for that, but it's also good for like porn.
Yep.
A lot of good porn subreddits.
Solid.
Wait, they have porn on Reddit?
We'll all check this out, guys. You guys want to take like a 10-minute break and then. We can investigate this.
Yeah, let's do that real quick.
I don't need 10 minutes.
2 minute break.
Yeah, maybe like a 5 sec. What's the fastest you think you can go from like zero to like, okay, I'm done?
One stroke.
Really?
Yep, one stroke. Right down.
Like zero to 60.
Yeah.
No. Like cold start.
Yeah, I'm going right to fourth gear. Just boom. Done.
And then you stall.
And then I stall. Yep.
Okay. So anyway.
And there's a hell of a mess.
Every once in a while, Robert has like a false start. Like, oh, shit.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I never had like, I always heard people have those stories of getting like boners in class. And I never had that problem.
All the time.
I still have that problem. It's,
yeah, me
still,
too.
It's like, it only happens when I sit down. I could be standing up and nothing, I'm fine.
But, like, going to the board, like, when the teacher's like, hey, can you go to the board and write down the math problem? Like, you would be afraid sometimes because you had a boner?
No.
Oh, okay.
Never like that. But there were times where I'm not thinking about sex, but I'm looking at a piece of paper, and all of a sudden I'm just like, I'm like, oh, shit, I can't stand up right now. Like,
really?
I have to wait.
Oh, really?
See, yeah. I never really had that.
I mean, I had that in middle school, definitely. Be walking to class,
that's
like,
when
oh, fuck.
Hormones are raging. You know?
Yeah.
But I would always have to think of something. Like, it never just popped up.
Oh,
I count,
yeah, yeah.
I count backwards from 10.
Really?
Yeah.
To get a boner?
To stop.
Oh, okay. Ted.
Guys talking about this.
Oh, wait. Seven. Oh.
Eight
I
looks
can't
like
make
boobs.
It.
Fuck.
I can't make it. Six.
And then if it doesn't go down, you have to start over? Yeah. 10.
Have you ever had that situation where you had a boner and somebody told you to stand up and... You're like, wait a second.
That's when you got to own it. Be like, yeah, what's up?
I don't think I've ever had that. I've had like a boner, but usually I can get it down like pretty fast.
I do the hand in the pocket trick.
You just jerk yourself off.
Yeah, he just jerks himself off real quick and it goes soft.
Hold on, guys. Hold there, JJ.
You put your hand in your pocket and you extend it a little.
You extend, yeah, I know what he's
so
talking about.
So that way it looks like you're doing it and not your pants are doing it on their own.
I would do that. It's just a pattern in the pants.
I never did the belt buckle. Like people put their penis up in the strap in a band.
Oh, I would do that if I was wearing gym shorts and I had a boner and I didn't want it to poke out. You put it in the waistband.
Yep.
That way it sticks back.
Yeah, so you'd be like a mama kangaroo.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like the little Joey sticking out.
There was a story about that. It was on Reddit. I don't know if it's true, but a guy was at the gym with some of his girlfriends, and they were talking about like people in the gym like not having abs or whatever, and he happened to have one, and he did that. Mm-hmm. And like, I bet Joey has abs, and like lifted his shirt and saw the tip.
Yeah.
And they're like instantly put it down, like everything got quiet and they said they never went to the gym together again.
I mean, if you're wearing gym shorts, you kind of have to. That's the only time I ever worry. Like if you have a boner, like you don't want to be wearing gym shorts.
Of that, yeah.
But if you have like jeans on, I'm never worried about it because jeans, it's just too. Yeah,
gym shorts, whatever. No underwear.
My boner's not strong enough to poke through those.
If you
jeans.
Can poke a tent, or you can like pitch a tent in jeans.
In jeans, you got a powerful dick.
Yeah. You have super dick.
You got super dick. It's a syndrome.
What, are you like hanging barbells off your dick, buddy?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Every time you get a boner, it just rips right through the pants.
I forget where I heard this, but like some guy's son, he doesn't call it a boner, he calls it strong penis.
Really?
Strong
yeah.
penis. That's
strong.
What it is.
It is.
Strong penis.
Every other time, it's just weak penis.
Weak penis. Yeah.
This motherfucker's going to build a tile roof. I can't believe it.
Oh,
I sat here.
Yeah,
I'm still watching him.
Dude. No, yeah, he made the whole thing out of clay. Also, later, he makes, like, little, little space for like a fireplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool. Nice. Yeah. Oh, also like he made like a little tunnel system underneath for like heating the hut. It's really cool. Yeah.
See, we all need to learn these things.
We're so dumb.
Yeah.
Do we really need to learn these things?
We don't know how to make an island. We don't know how to make a fucking hut.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why do we need to now? Like, do we really just, we're in a house.
Like, you never
you
know.
You don't know how to make that.
I don't need to.
What's
what if the time comes when you're Tom Hanks and you're lost in the
castaway?
Yeah.
I'm not flying over the ocean.
He didn't make a hut
ever.
Though.
Wait.
He never made a hut.
You don't
he just
lived
in a cave.
Yeah, he had a cave. Yeah.
He made a cave.
He improvised with his surroundings.
Yeah. Yeah, he got the ice skates and he just carved into a cave and made his little house.
That reminds me when he took his tooth out with the ice skate. Spoilers.
God, that's so
I think I could do like the island thing because
oh,
I remember.
Yeah, me too.
Do you remember the Survivor Man with Les Stroud?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there was an episode where he went on an island and he was like completely comfortable. Like, he had an abundance of food. He was just hanging out, like, surviving on the island.
As long as there's some like trees that grow stuff and like some kind of fresh water, I think, yeah. Because then you can just drink the fresh water and then, like, fish, like, figure out a way to, like, get fish out of the ocean and, like...
Well, good luck with that.
I know. Well, that's not easy, but at least you're going to have a lot of time on your hands to
He got, like, fish and crabs and stuff. I guess it was pretty easy because they get caught in those, like, the shallow pools when the tide would go back in or go back out. So, like, it was, like, he would just pick them out of the water and everything, so...
Wow.
Oh, speaking of tides and stuff, like, before we go, I want to talk about the shallows. I watched that movie with Blake Lively.
Yeah.
It's a shark movie, so it's relatable to Shark Dropper.
Ah,
but it's
It's been a while since we talked about sharks.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about sharks at all. And it's like Shark Week too.
What would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
On a scale from 1 to 5.
Really?
Wow.
It's the first half of it, decent. Second half of it, B movie.
I like how we all say wow, because that's actually a really good rating for
Robert. That is, yeah.
Like 5 out of 10, like holy crap.
That's a watchable movie.
It's average. The first half was decent. It was very suspenseful. The second half kind of gets a little too B movie-ish for me, and the ending is just ridiculous. But
ooh, spoil it for me. Did any of you guys care?
I'm not gonna watch it.
It's up to you guys.
I'm not gonna watch it.
All right.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched The Shallows and you want to stop listening to the podcast now. And then maybe come back if you want.
She's the shark.
She's the shark the whole time, guys.
Holy
shit. Wow.
I did not see that coming.
And she's Kaiser Soze and Gwyneth Paltrow's heads in a box.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Damn.
No. Basically, like, the first half of the movie is pretty good because it's just, you know, she gets bit. She gets stuck on a rock. She can see shore. She just can't swim to it because the shark's just kind of circling the area and stuff. Mm. The part I had a problem with was there's, like, other people who kind of show up at different times, and they always die. Like, they always try to swim to her or something like that, and then they die. And that's fine, but the shark ate, like, 3 people in one night, and then, like, it's still, like, around
her. Whoa. Stop right there. So, yeah. Wait. So these people were on the shore, saw her there.
Okay, well, here, I'm just going to really,
she couldn't communicate with
her. Instead of getting a boat.
No, I'm going to really spoil it. She's surfing with, like, these guys. They leave. She decides she's going to stay for a little bit longer. It's like a secret beach in Mexico or something. And she stays. She ends up getting attacked by the shark, and she's able to swim to, like, the rocks or whatever. She gets on the rocks. Or actually, there's a whale carcass. She sees the whale carcass, and the shark's, like, actually eating the whale. And then it comes out to her, and she jumps on the whale carcass. And then she, like, stands on there, and then the shark's, like, ripping at it and stuff. So she ends up swimming to these rocks, like, during, like, when the tide goes down. But when the tide comes back up, it's, like, the rocks are going to disappear. So she knows she has to get off of it. But while she's on there, like, she spends the night. And then during the night, she sees, like, this guy who's, like, drunk. And then he tries to swim out to her or swim out, and he dies. And then the two guys that she was surfing with before, they come the next day, and she sees them. She tries to warn them as they're, like, coming out with their surfboards, but they both die. So it's just, like, the shark's just, like, eating, like, just all these people and, like, still not satisfied. And then, like, she, as the water's kind of rising, she knows she has to get out of there. So she has to swim to, like, this buoy because she thinks it'll be safer there, I guess. So she swims there because she doesn't think she'll make it to shore. The problem is, at that point in the movie, it kind of gets really weird. She swims through... I'm going to really spoil it. She swims through jellyfish, and like jellyfish are stinging her, but the shark won't go in where the jellyfish are because it gets like stung, but it's still trying to like just kill her. And then like she swims to the buoy, she gets on the buoy, and then like it just keeps attacking the buoy, and then she shoots it with flares, and then the buoy ends up falling, the chain breaks, the buoy falls over, the shark just like rips at the metal like it's nothing, and then she grabs onto the chain of the buoy when it snaps, and the chain drags her underwater, and as she's underwater, the shark's chasing her underwater, and then at the very end, because there's like some metal at the bottom of the ocean, she moves to the side, and the shark, because it's coming so fast, slams into the metal and dies.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I have such a big fucking problem with these movies. I had a friend of mine that wanted me to go see this with her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, because it's a shark movie, and I already know what's going to happen. And that kind of stuff just upsets me. No animal is going to keep continuing to try to eat you.
Yeah, like nonstop.
It's nonstop.
Especially
it's not
with the whale carcass there.
It's not going to wait behind jellyfish. It's not going to have three meals of humans then still go after
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
It's so unrealistic. Why do people watch these movies?
That was the problem is when I wanted to watch it because it actually was getting decent ratings like for a horror movie. Like on Rotten Tomatoes and stuff.
Rotten Tomatoes got like 35%.
No, it has a 76% or 74%.
When I first saw it, it was like 30s in the 30s.
No, it's like in the 70s now.
Oh shit!
It's got decent reviews.
Kyle, what's the final verdict?
let's see.
It has a fresh rating. That's why I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And it starts off decent enough where it's not too ridiculous. They don't show the shark that much.
74%.
Yeah, see?
What the fuck?
And it starts off like decent. And I'm like, oh,
so you're saying like
cool.
These critics reviewed the movie. They just watched the first half.
Yeah. And then walked out. They're like, yeah, that was good enough.
Yeah.
I'll rate it.
I've seen all of these.
Well, maybe it's like, was it suspenseful? Maybe that's what they're rating it on.
Yeah. It was suspenseful. And like Blake Lively's decent. Like in the role too, for the first half, more ways than one.
Yeah.
But like the first half, but the second half just gets like too ridiculous. Like the fact that it's just like coming after her constantly after it ate three people and a whale. Like it's just like, come on. And then like the fact that it's just ripping through metal. I get the buoy's old, but come on, it's just not gonna do. Like,
oh look,
here, sharks can't break through cages that often, like the shark cages. So how's it gonna break through that?
I can fix this movie for you real easy, Robert. Okay. So they start the movie off with like some kind of a news report or something's in the news about like an influx of sharks due to El Nino or whatever. Like just pick a fucking
sharknado.
Yeah. Well, pick some kind of sciencey bullshit. There's extra sharks in the air. So instead of just one, it's a bunch of sharks.
Right.
And then the way that Blake Lively solves it is they all just fuck off and she goes home. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. She actually like, just swims to shore, and no shark bothers her, like, normal.
Well, I mean, would that have been, like, would that have affected the ending if she'd, like, you just see her, and maybe, like, one shark is going after her, and she just makes it to shore, and there you go?
Well, like, I think that, I mean, I don't, it was just one shark the whole time. Like, they never, like, made a reference to there being another shark. But, like, I think she should have just somehow made it to shore, or, like, I don't think she needed to kill the shark.
I think
she should have just got away somehow. The problem was, like, maybe she snaps the buoy and the buoy, like, floats to shore or some shit. And, like, the whole time maybe the shark's, like, circling her. But, like, it got way too B-movie-ish with the shark. Like, the shark, if you could see the shark just, like, kind of swimming after her at the very end as she's, like, going down, like, the ocean, like, as a chain, like, dragging her to the bottom of the ocean. It just looks really weird. It just looks really bad. Yeah. And the shark looks decent, like, in all the other shots. Like, where, like, it's actually suspenseful when she's sitting on the rock and the water's, like, starting to rise again, and you see the, like, huge shark just kind of, like, circling the rock. Like, that's kind of, like, I mean, that's kind of cool. You know how scary that would be if that was happening? Oh. But other than that.
I don't know. I've watched too many Shark Weeks where they're in a cage, you know, around tons of sharks, and the shark's just like, hey, what is this? Oh, well, I guess I'll go away now.
Yeah, very rarely do they break through the cage or anything. And usually if they do, it's because the guys are, like, feeding them, and then, like, they, like, slam into the cage, and they're trying to get out. Like, that's it.
Here's the thing. You know, with anything in nature, it's the path of least resistance. So if the shark's going to be like, I can't get that, I'll just fuck off and just find something else.
Sharks don't eat, like, three people in a whale in one night. Like, they just don't do that.
Shark had an appetite.
And then he's, like, sticking around because there's one more human on a rock that he knows of, that he remembers is on the rock.
Yeah. I'll take one for the road.
Well, this feels personal at this point. I mean, it's just, you know, she's laughing in the face of the shark, essentially.
Yeah, it's no human's going to escape me.
About a shark manhood. This is all a big thing. This is all the patriarchy. This is a big symbol of the patriarchy trying to hold us, hold down the women.
Women.
Yeah. Hold the women down and, you know, try to drag the women down up with them.
Yeah.
But it turns out that when you hit rock bottom, I don't know, something like that.
Wasn't there a story years ago, though, just in defense of the shark?
In defense of the shark.
That
JJ's new podcast.
Yeah.
In defense of the shark.
Coming out.
There is two lions in Africa or something that were killing people for sport.
Yeah. I read that book, and it's also like they based The Ghost in the Darkness with Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas on that. I forget where it took place, but it was during the 1800s when they were trying to build a railroad. A lot of the workers were dying because they were getting attacked by these lions. And it turned out to be two female lions, although in the movie they made them male lions to make them more menacing.
Yeah.
But they're actually female lions, or I believe they were female lions without like manes or anything. And they were killing like railroad workers and stuff, like in their tents or when they were off like building and stuff. But it wasn't as many people as like they believe or that they first reported. But yeah, that was like a fluke. Like that was. They couldn't believe that they were just doing that. And they actually killed the lions, and the lions I think you can see in the Chicago Museum. Like if you go
to
Chicago.
How do you know the lions killed people for sport? Like,
well, they're saying because what happened was.
How do you know that people weren't just encroaching on their territory or whatever?
Well, they said that they were killing for sport, or they believed that they were killing for sport because usually lions, one, don't really attack people that often, and two, they don't. If they attack a person or something like that, they're going to eat them. Whereas they were just killing, like, it was the same lions killing multiple people. And they said, like, lions don't do that. It's just like with sharks. Like, if a shark bites a human, it's doing that because it's hungry. It's not just doing that to kill a human.
I don't know. It just, to say, like, the lions are killing for sport just seems like an assumption.
I think it was Savo. The lions.
The Savo man-eaters.
Yeah, Savo. The, let me see if I can find it.
They are. I'm looking at it now. They're on display in Chicago. The Natural Museum of History.
You can see the actual lions that did that.
Yep. It's crazy.
It was in like the 1800s. They're claiming it was 135 victims.
Oh, okay. Now, two lions did kill 135 people. Then I think that's a fair assumption to say they were killing.
If it's true, I mean, I don't know how much of it's true, but like I read the book that it, like, you know.
But also, it might take a long time to build a railroad, and maybe they were just defending their young.
Well, that's what John's saying. I mean, I don't know. The thing is, they have proven that, like, killer whales are kind of assholes and just kill for sport. Like, they actually go around and they kill, not even for sport, like, to teach their young how to hunt.
Yeah,
they'll hunt,
again,
like, whales
and
stuff.
They're doing something. They're teaching their young.
Right. But they also will toy with certain animals just to fuck around
like
with
seals,
them.
Like seals, right?
Yeah, seals. But they eat seals, but, like, they'll toy with, I remember seeing, like, one documentary where they were just toying with, like, a stingray. Like, they were just grabbing the stingray and like flipping it through the ocean and like went back, grabbed it again, flipped it through like just kept flipping it around. And the people talking about the killer whales were saying that they weren't really hunting. They weren't really hungry. Maybe they were just playing, but they were just fucking with the stingray. That's just what it was. Sure. And they ended up killing it. But, so who knows? Chimpanzees have been known to have civil wars.
Fuck the stingrays, man. They killed Steve Irwin.
They didn't.
Well, that's probably they were doing just revenge for Steve Irwin.
Yeah, yep, they're huge killings. Steve Irwin fans. I don't know.
Who wasn't?
Well, it's just stingrays. They're the only ones.
Yeah.
No, who knows if they were hunting for sport or not, but usually animals, for the most part, try to avoid people.
Right.
Yeah, they don't want to fuck with us.
No.
Except cockroaches.
They're more scared of us than we are, or something like that.
That's what I hear.
That's how it goes.
I actually don't like that saying, like, at all.
I know, yeah.
I know.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm going to go into that.
Yeah, that grizzly
den.
Bear, man. It's totally terrified of us. Just got to stand our ground, bro.
I know. People say that about every animal. But, like, I'm going to be quite frightened of a crocodile if I'm in the river and it's swimming towards me.
No, it's okay. Bad. It's more terrified of you.
Yeah.
Than
it
you
looks
are
terrified as it's approaching me.
With its mouth wide open.
Licking its chops.
That's why I had to kill that 2-year-old because scared of that thing.
Yeah,
that was sad.
They said there was two alligators, right, that killed that kid?
Yeah, wow. Apparently the father said, like, as he was going to try to grab his kid back, like a second one, like, tried to attack him or something.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he saw it happen. I thought they just assumed. Or, like, I think he saw it happen, but why didn't he say that earlier?
I think that in that situation, it's like, it's hard to like keep track of everything.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Know? Yeah.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
That really does suck.
Honestly, like, you know, as what usually happens, like people are trying to assign blame. And I'm thinking, like, in my head, like, what happened was that, like, that kid, like, he wasn't in the water, but he was just, like, close enough to the water where, like, you know, that gator was like, oh, well, that's a prime target, you know, because gators, you know, they're pretty quick, you know, they're deceptively quick.
Yeah. They don't really attack humans as much. I remember Steve Irwin was actually in a pool swimming with a bunch of, like, almost full-grown
a lot of people do that, yeah.
Gators, and because gators aren't, you know, they don't. You know, they're not made. They don't eat humans. But crocodiles.
Like, crocodiles are vicious.
Crocodiles, they don't give a fuck. They
but Steve Irwin's actually been in the water with crocodiles, too. Like, I mean, the thing is, even over here, Sawgrass Park, which isn't too far from my house, there was a lady who had her dog, and the dog was not on a leash, and it ran to the edge of a lake, and the gator actually came out to grab it, and she ran down and grabbed her dog, and the gator bit her leg.
Oh.
And ended up letting go, and she didn't really, like, she was obviously hurt and went to the hospital, but it wasn't like life threatening or anything.
They killed that gator.
And they ended up killing the gator. Yeah. But that was like, you know, that's just what it's trying to do. It's hunt. They sit next to the edge and hunt like small animals. So like, yeah, a small kid, I mean, it makes sense. But I think if you were like a grown up and you were standing by the edge, I don't think it would have probably done anything. But that kid was like, how old? Like
two.
Yeah. Two is really small. Like that sucks, but that's it. But that, yeah, I'm not going to blame the parents.
Yeah.
And well, I'm not going to blame like, you know, the alligator.
You're at Disney World. You're thinking, like,
why do we need to assign blame?
That's what I'm saying is, like, everybody has to assign
blame. It's human nature to assign blame.
Well, the internet nature is just, like, assign blame to somebody.
Well, the internet gets all crazy when an animal dies.
Well, that, but they also assign blame to the parents, too. Like, it goes back and forth. I mean, I don't
know.
Like,
the whole gorilla thing,
right?
Stupid
parents letting their kids play in water. It's like, I think he let his kid play in water and wherever he's from all the time.
Yeah. But I mean,
I didn't understand that in Florida, every fucking lake has an alligator in
it. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If you're going to come down to Florida or the South, like, you just have to assume that there's alligators in every. I mean, I've gone tubing down rivers with. I know that there's going to probably be an alligator somewhere, but, like, Rainbow River has alligators, and people go tubing down it all the time, but you got to, like, be aware of that. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't go where there's, like, a lot of algae or anything like that. I stay in, like, the clear, like, the center where most people are.
Yeah. I went tubing, there was a gator right next to me.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was the scariest thing ever. It was like, right. I was like, oh, my God.
Dude, one of the scariest things was going tubing. We went tubing for, like, idiots. We went tubing down a river that, like, you couldn't see through. Not as clear as, like, Rainbow River. It was just dark. And we went tubing down it, and it was in Cedar Kirk. And a bunch of us, we were just, like, having fun. It was great. And we stopped at this, like, little bend, and we were, like, swinging on this rope swing, having fun. We went down that same river, like, an hour later in canoes. And, like, a 6-foot alligator just sitting on a log right where we were just with rope swings and stuff. Holy I'm just shit. Like, holy shit, I'm not doing that again, ever. Like, do you see? Like, and I knew that there was probably alligators and stuff, but I thought because, like, my friend was saying that everybody goes tubing down the river, and I'm like, all right, maybe it's not that bad. But, like, then seeing that, I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Well, your friend's an asshole.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that would have been scary as shit to be, like, oh, my God, see that while you're jumping in the water. Oh,
you don't even need to be in the water these days. The apparently, they can just go on a golf course whenever they feel like.
Dude, do you see that alligator? Yeah. That thing
you know,
huge.
I was like, oh, that's fake. And no.
It's
that
huge.
Was how big was it?
I don't know.
It was like Jurassic Park.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, it was a dinosaur. That thing was huge. I thought it was fake, too, at first.
I still, like, I look at the video. I'm like, that is fake. That's not real. But no, it's.
Come to Florida, everyone. It's great.
God. Just stay away from the water.
Yeah.
Even in pools. They're even in pools. Like, you got to be careful.
What?
Yeah. They get caught in pools all the time.
Yeah, they're just hanging out in pools.
I think we have, like, a couple listeners from, like, the north, like, New York, and they're listening to this. And like, holy shit, how do you guys live in Florida? Like,
it's really not that bad.
Yeah, you just don't go in a lake.
Honestly, the gators aren't even the worst part. It's the humidity.
Yeah,
That's the
mosquitoes.
If I had to choose between the humidity or the gators, I would choose the gators.
That's the real killer.
Seriously.
But it's funny, like, I don't really see gators that often unless I go to, like, Sawgrass Park or something. But you always hear the stories, and I remember, like, the gator that walked across the Howard Franklin, the highway, the bridge. Just people, like, were swerving around it. It was, like, just a huge gator just walking across the bridge and stuff. And, like, that's nuts.
Wait, just walking literally across, like, from
It wasn't, no, it wasn't Tampa walking from St. Pete to Tampa trying to get No, it was walking like across.
It was fucking traffic.
From like Whedon Island to the other side.
For those of you don't know, Howard Franklin is the bridge that connects St. Pete and Tampa. So it gets like a decent amount of traffic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. People were swerving around it. Yeah. They had like a picture of it.
It's in the
paper.
Right lane. It's like waving people, go around. Yeah,
yeah. I'm sorry.
I only go
30 miles per hour at the most.
Jesus, man. What do you want? I'm a gator.
Listen, I won't bother you if you zigzag.
Wait, isn't that something that we learned as a kid in Florida?
Yeah,
like zigzag. If a gator is chasing you, you run away in zigzags. And they proved that wrong or something?
Yeah, I actually read they proved that that's just, you could, it was funny. I read this book and they're like, yeah, like technically you could zigzag and avoid a gator that way, but you could also just run straight and avoid a gator that way. Like you're running just as fast straight as you are like zigzagging. Like the gator's not going to be able to get to you as long as you're running as fast as you can straight.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Gators,
I think
they're fast.
I think
they are fast. They can be fast when they, but I think it's like in short spurts.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I mean, even when I was on my walk and like just walking across like closer to the Everglades, you see gators everywhere. There's like on the side of the road and stuff.
Yeah. Down here in Florida, they're just, they were protected for a while and now they're not. So now they're just fucking everywhere. Like everywhere.
Well, they were gator hunting season, boys.
They were on like the endangered list for a while.
Well, the more south you go, the more there are. But like,
because of the Everglades.
They serve gator at restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Down here. I remember having gator, like chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Gator nuggets?
Gator nuggets.
Gator chicken nuggets.
It's
we call them chicken nuggets for our nephew so he could just eat them.
Yeah. Right.
It's okay.
It tastes like
gamey.
Chicken. It's a bit gamey, is what Robert says.
It was like I hate to say it, but it kind of tasted like chicken a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It really did. It tasted like chicken. I was like,
yeah. I do hate like when people say that though. Like I agree with you because I've had it too.
It's protein. Yeah. It tastes like protein.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
it tastes like chicken with like a fishy aftertaste. Like, yeah.
Mm. Smell. Yeah. Yeah. It tastes like a chicken that was just swimming around in a lake for a little while.
Yeah.
If a chicken drowned in a lake and then you cooked it, that's what an alligator is.
Chicken
like.
Of the lake.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chicken of the sea. Now, what was.
That was Jessica Simpson.
Or Chicken of the Cave was Anchorman 2 or whatever. Or
like, oh, yeah.
Where he was serving
the bats. It gets not called Chicken of the Cave.
Yeah. Sure it is. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, that's a long one.
You want to plug some podcasts? Let's plug all our stuff. Go to sharkdropper.com to check out all of our podcasts. And while you're there, you can also donate to our Patreon page. That's going to be up and for as little as $12 a year, although not limited to $12 a year.
Yeah.
But for as little as $12 a year, you can help to support us and rate and review us on the iTunes. That also helps us out. Helps us get seen on like News and Noteworthy and stuff. And just it helps in general.
Sure.
To rate us. What else?
Loot Crate. You're looking for like some cool stuff on Loot Crate. Go to lootcrate.com/sharkdropper. Right?
It's Sharkdropper now, right?
No, lootcrate.com/shark and then promo code Sharkdropper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, shit. All right.
It's getting crazy. And then
yeah, what was it? 15% off, right?
You can get
off the first one.
Off the first one.
I think it's like 15, 10 or 15.
Right.
You save money off the first one. This month's a cool one because it's future. Like the theme is like future something. So it's like Futurama and Rick and Morty and Star Trek. And
okay, nice. So
back
explain
to the future.
What is Loot Crate?
So for $20 a month,
listen
you can
closely,
get
JJ.
6 to 8 items full of epic geek and gamer gear.
What?
Yeah. No, but it's actually, so it's like Blue Rapin or, it's like Blue Rapin or Dollar Shave Club or like all those little box services. You just pay like one flat rate and they send you like t-shirts and collectibles and cool stuff.
I will
stuff.
Say that the all the items are like thoughtfully packaged, you know.
Yeah, because the one that we got when they sent us one, like that was, they had like the poster, Uncharted poster, Harry Potter socks.
Yeah, it wasn't just like half-assedly like just like thrown together like. It just like duct taped over, and, like,
and they put in like enough stuff in there too that like if you don't like one item, you'll probably like at least like some of the other like they had the Labyrinth shirt.
Yeah,
like, everybody likes like something in it. So
the cool thing is it's like every month the theme changes. So like every time. I'm actually pretty excited every time they send us the copy for the thing because I want to see what the next one is. It always makes me kind of want to sign up to see what just what's going to be inside the crate.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to get, but they'll like they'll tell you it's from, so like this month, Futurama and Rick and Morty, which I like both of those things. So right. I was like, oh, I wonder what the stuff is.
That's awesome.
Somebody tell me.
Seriously.
One of you guess.
Lootcrate.com/shark, promo code SharkDropper. Bam.
Nice.
Check out that ad. Sweet. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's it. That was SharkDropper. I'm Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
I'm Jose.
See you next week.
As I stand here looking out over the ocean, I didn't want to cause a great big commotion. Cause when I saw what looked like a fin break through the surface again, it was a shark. Shark.